acetaminophen, aspirin, and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or NSAIDs are grouped together because they have similar analgesic potency. NSAIDs are effective for relief of mild pain and have opioid dose-sparing effects that help reduce opioid side effects when given with an opioid for moderate to severe pain. Aspirin, NSAIDs, and acetaminophen come in long-acting forms. Aspirin also comes in an enteric-coated form. Combining any of these with a muscle relaxant enhances bone or joint pain relief. Acetaminophen is less effective than aspirin or many NSAIDs. Aspirin and NSAIDs block the biosynthesis of prostaglandins in peripheral tissues by blocking the enzyme cyclooxygenase, which converts arachidonic acid to prostaglandins. Acetaminophen acts centrally. These agents can effectively be used in adults and children. Use patient response to determine effective dosing. If pain is uncontrolled with the maximum dosage of one NSAID, try another drug within the same category before abandoning NSAID therapy. Refer to the pediatric section for appropriate dosing in children. The drugs in this group are primarily oral, tablets, capsules, or liquid. Only acetaminophen is available in suppositories. Only Ketrolac is available for parental use, but it is only recommended for 3 to 4 days because of GI toxicities. Thus, its usefulness in cancer pain is limited. NSAIDs are contraindicated in patients with thrombocytopenia. Patients taking NSAIDs except acetaminophen are at risk for platelet dysfunction. Refer to the list for NSAIDs with minimal antiplatelet activity. Side effects believed to occur as a consequence of cyclooxygenase inhibition include renal failure primarily with NSAIDs, hepatic dysfunction primarily with acetaminophen at doses above 5,000 mg per day, bleeding secondary to platelet dysfunction, and gastric ulceration. Please click on a drug name for more information on that particular drug.